the challenge of the Yukon. I'm king of New Huskies! King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in preserving the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. The Palace Cafe in Dauphin was always crowded. Men who weren't standing at the bar or sitting around tables talking were in the back rooms, concentrating on poker games. But in Max Watkins' office, there was another kind of concentration, as Max and his three hirelings faced Joe Merrill.
I don't mind losing money in an honest poker game, but there was five aces in that deck.
You're wrong, Joe. How about it, Pete?
Sure he's wrong. I tell you, boss, that game was straight.
You see, Joe, Pete here says the game was straight.
He does, huh? I guess he's getting a cut of that $35,000 I lost before I got my eyes open. Maybe that's why he's so sure the game was straight.
I wouldn't make so much noise about it if I were you.
Why, you low-down crooks, the whole pack of you are painted with the same yellow. I ain't the only one that's dropped money like that. I ain't the only one saying you're crooked. A lot of us have the same idea. Only this time I make it my business to see you run out of town.
You can't prove a thing and you know it. You were playing with Pete, Sam, and Bart here. Three men's word against one. You won't have a chance.
Oh, we'll see what kind of a chance I'll have. I'm going out now.
No, no, you don't. You're not going anywhere.
You...
Hey, boss.
I might have known you'd pull a gun, Watkins.
We should have looked for it sooner then.
Better make sure he won't live to talk, boss.
He won't talk. He's past that now. Hurry, Pete. Put your gun in his hand.
Put my gun.
Don't stand there, you fool. Do as I tell you.
Yeah, sure.
In his hand?
Yeah. If any questions are asked, I'll do the talking, see?
Suddenly, the room was full. Miners crowded the doorway, stopping in their tracks as they saw Joe Merrill on the floor, clutching a gun in his hands.
I thought I heard a shot in here. What happened?
It was Pete. He had a shoot in self-defense.
Self-defense?
What do you mean, Max? What happened?
They were in a game of poker.
Hey, wait a minute. Here comes Sergeant Preston. Sergeant!
Hello there, Slim. Say, what's all the...
I'm mighty glad you got here, Sergeant.
Looks like I got here too late. Joe Merrill. How'd this happen, Max?
I was just telling the boys, Sergeant.
He says Pete did it in self-defense.
That's right. They were in a poker game.
Who?
Joe, Pete, Sam, and Bart here. Joe had been losing pretty heavily, and he was in a bad humor, I guess.
Yes?
They got into an argument. Joe pulled a gun.
Is that true, Pete?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it happened.
He had a couple of drinks. Never thought anything like this would happen.
Is it customary for them to play poker in your office, Max?
Oh, no, they weren't playing in here.
Who was in the room besides Pete when Joe pulled the gun?
Sam and Bart and me. They'd all come in here.
Yeah, we thought maybe Max could quiet Joe down.
Pete started to tell me what had happened, and Joe accused him of lying.
I see. Lying about what?
He said that
Pete owed him money.
Well, Pete, it's a good thing you've got witnesses.
Max told you just how it was, Sergeant.
He can tell it to a miner's jury at your trial.
At my trial? Hey, what is this?
You'll be tried for murder.
Early the next morning, Max Watkins was talking to Pete McCreary in his cell in the Dauphin jail. The cafe owner spoke quietly, outlining his plan to Sergeant Preston's prisoner. But even as he spoke, the frown on Pete's face deepened.
You're trying to frame me?
Frame you? Use your head. What good would it do me to try that?
I ain't taking no murder rap for anybody, you understand? Not for
you
anybody.
You never take that rap. Sam and Bart and me will swear we saw Merrill draw first.
Four of us are the only ones that know what went on.
That's just it. Well, you got a perfect story.
Well, what I don't get is why you shove the blame on me so fast.
Listen. Was I in on that poker game?
No.
That's why I talk so fast.
Huh?
Tamani knew Joe found out the game was crooked. He put that puzzle together in 2 minutes. He'd know we killed him to shut his mouth.
How do you get that "we killed him" stuff? I don't care what the Mountie knows or don't know. I don't like this.
Yeah, you don't have a thing to worry about. I'll tell you something, Pete. I was planning for us to clear out of here anyway.
You mean leave the Yukon?
Yeah, we cleaned up plenty here in Dalpin. But it's like Merrill said, they're beginning to get wise to us. As soon as this trial blows over, we'll strike out for Skagway and head for the States.
Yeah. Well, I just been thinking...
Now, what's wrong?
A lot of them miners on the jury.
Yeah, what about them?
I've cleaned them out in plenty of poker games. And they got long memories.
Oh, forget it. You're just nervous. As long as the four of us stand together in our stories, well, I'm telling you, you don't have anything to worry about. Just be sure you don't let that money twist you up when you get in front of him.
Yeah? Well, you remember this. That jury don't set me free. You're going to be the one to worry.
Sergeant Preston was walking slowly along Dalpin's main street when he heard someone calling him.
Sergeant! Sergeant Preston!
Turning, he saw Whitey Burns hurrying toward him.
Hello there, Whitey. Hey, where have you been keeping yourself?
I've been working pretty hard. Say, I just heard about Joe.
Yes, I got to the cafe shortly after it happened.
I wish I'd have been there. I'd have knocked that no-good skunk out so cold he'd have... Oh, well, ain't much good talking now. It's too late.
Who?
Pete. Joe sure wasn't fussy about his company when he picked them three for his game.
Well, I thought he always played with them.
Oh, he used to. That was before we all got wise.
Oh, wait a minute, Whitey. I just got into Dalpin yesterday. It's been quite some time since I've talked to any of you boys. What's this all about?
You ain't heard about the palace, then?
What about it? I thought you fellas all gathered there and got together for poker and some drinks.
It's the only cafe in town, that's why. You know, Watkins didn't always own it.
Yes, I know. He bought out Mac McDonald 10 months ago.
Yeah, and Mac went in for storekeeping.
What's that got to do with the palace and Max Watkins?
I was getting to that. Used to be a man could go there for a poker game...